Welcome to the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Your weekend wake-up tradition.
It's Rosie on the House.
And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. I had a little cool chill up my spine this morning when I walked out early to the truck. I bet the smell of fall in Pine Top Lakeside this morning is something you would want to bottle and sell if you could only figure out a way how to. Although the area is not what we see today, is not what we would have seen 100 years ago. Countless mature trees stood tall and straight, and their trunks smooth and free of branches, many feet off the ground. Minimum underbrush, one could see for hundreds of yards through the trunks. It's likely that the sheep herding is what kept the grays off. At any rate, it wasn't after the sawmills came and cut down many of the old trees that new young pines started showing up in much more of a jungle-like environment that we see today. If you're in Pine Top today, you wouldn't have any shortages of things to do. They've got the Fall Festival going on at Charlie Clark's, the fifth oldest steakhouse and the oldest continuous steakhouse in the Pine Top, or in the White Mountains. You've got the 36th annual Run to the Pines car show at Pine Top Lakeside. There's also a neat event happening over in Sholo that the White Mountain Horsemen's Association is putting on. It's called their Trail Challenge, where riders and their horses of all ages and experience show up and have to complete an obstacle course pre-laid out that they get to study and follow along with. Judges will score them, and they'll have prizes after that. Next weekend, for mountain bikers, you've got Tour of the White Mountains, the 24th annual White Mountain Tour. You can go to epicrides.com if you're a dirt biker and find out all the different mountain biking events that are going on. And elsewhere in the state, something interesting in Arcosanti, they have a Shakespeare play tonight in their pavilion. We've got a special guest in the studio today.
Yeah, you know, if everybody hasn't already left the valley by all your enticing events, we'll try to make it worthwhile for those of you who stay in town. And so this week, this whole week has been National Fall Prevention Awareness Week. And I know that sounds kind of like boring, but if anybody's unboring, it's Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Katie is our daughter, number three for Rosie and I, and Romy's next in line sister. And she comes in every quarter or so to try to get us tuned up. And it's just such a great time of year. People are wanting to get outside and hike. People are wanting to get outside and hike, Katie. Almost called her Rachel. Uh-huh. That's what you do when you're a mom. You go through all the names.
All the names. Start at the top.
Yeah, start at the top. So, you know, I just wanted you to kind of share your expertise. This issue of falling keeps a lot of people from getting out and really enjoying.
It's a big one, you know, and with this day and age, with care homes getting more expensive and things, a lot of people want to age in place. And one of the things that pushes them out of their house and into a care facility is the fear of falling or having it fallen, I can use my words, and create an issue where they're no longer able to live at home. So balance is a huge thing. National Fall Prevention Awareness has been around for a while, but I don't feel like it's done very good job really getting out there. It's really important. And I've had this topic. I have a lot of clients, 60s plus, 60s, 70s. I have about six clients in their 90s who are all living at home, which is amazing. Every single one of those people are at home. None of them drive anymore. Thank you. But they are all still living at home. And I had a lot of people asking me to do some research and get them some numbers on this, a lot of clients. And I was happy to do that. But I was shocked. I was shocked what I found when I started digging into the prevalence of falling. One in four people 60 years and over report falling at least once in the last year. One in four. Okay. So you think about your parents and your two sets of parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's four people.
Mm-hmm.
One of them's going to fall this year. That's what the statistics say. And the cost of a fall, the typical cost of a fall is about $100,000 per fall.
Because what happens when
initial, you break something,
yeah.
Right? Your bone density's lowered. You're over 60. You end up in a care facility. You end up in the hospital. So that's just the initial cost of a fall. That's not even extended long term. Maybe there's lingering pain from broken collarbone, broken ribs. extended care, medicine, things like that. That is the initial cost. It is a $30 billion industry in the United States.
Falling. So what is the solution? Do you have one?
So the solution is a lot of things, right? So you want to catch it. I like to start really incorporating balance training into a regimen when someone's around 40 years old. Okay, that's going to become a younger and younger number because the baby boomers, they were outside playing and jumping and falling off playground equipment. People my age and younger,
that's their thumbs,
right? Yeah. They're not learning their bodies aren't learning these motor skills. So it's going to become, I see people, some of the clumsiest people I know are around 30 years old right now. Like, oh my gosh, like the future is long for you. And not amazing. So it's something that we have to work on. And those baby boomers, where it's something we have to start working on, they're going to be in a better boat than later generations because they had that activity when they were younger.
I remember recently you and I were watching someone who was afraid of falling. And you mentioned that just walking like that, like in that fear, is worse.
It is much worse. And it goes back to... not Newton's law, I'm trying to remember, but if you think it's going to happen, it's probably going to happen, mm-hmm. right? So having the confidence and knowing that your body can perform that by constantly challenging it in the balance realm is massively important. So we call that, in my industry, we call that proprioception. It's your sense of balance, right? So when I'm training somebody, especially around 40 years old, we really start hounding in on the proprioception training. We create proprioceptive enriched environments. That's what we call it. And I have a ton of tools. And later on today, if you jump onto my website or my YouTube channel, I'll be uploading some videos on some simple balance exercises for you to do at home. But there's a ton of tools that you can buy. There's balance pads, there's balance discs, there's BOSU balls, there's physio balls. There's so much equipment that you can buy. And there is a progression to using them. So don't just buy something and jump on it, right?
Is that something you can talk people through, or
a little bit with balance?
I'll just tell you, okay. You got that. So Rosie and I have been working on our balance,
right?
And what is that thing you?
The balance disc,
mm-hmm. And you make it look so easy, Katie. But I tell you what, I hurt like heck the first time I used it, and it really takes some practice. It really, really challenges you without getting out and doing something crazy. You're just balancing on this little rubber inflated disc,
mm-hmm.
and is that something anybody can try?
No.
Okay.
So there, like I said, there's a progression, mm-hmm. right? And if you go over to Facebook and you jump on Go Conquer Fitness, the first video that you're going to find is one of my clients. He's a 72-year-old gentleman that came to me with essential tremors, and he had a lot of balance issues. So, and he's been working with me for 1 year. So last September, we started with doing the exercise that he's doing on the video with no cone and no balance pad. He was just on the ground. It was all we could do to get him to stand on his left foot without his right foot on the ground.
Well, after doing that little disc a little bit myself, to watch that video, I'm very challenged. I've got to beat him.
You got to beat him. Yeah.
So that took him this whole progression of a year. First he was on the ground.
And it was what we call the flamingo stance, right? So you're just standing on the ground with your left knee raised. You know, if you can picture that, standing nice and tall, lift your left knee as high as you can and just stand there. That's a great one. Anyone can do that. Anyone can work on that one at home, okay? Stand next to a counter, just kind of hover your hand over the counter a little bit and work on standing on one leg. That's going to be balanced, but you know what? That's also really good for your bone density, okay? The health of your bones at your femur, that is a great exercise for that, which will, again, help with preventing bone breaks in a fall.
So all the that flamingo. Can really help with the cores, right? Right.
And the core, so. And when your core is good and healthy, your balance is better. So they all kind of tie in together. But, Dr. Alex started with the flamingo, and then we did the flamingo, and we lifted the left leg out behind us a little bit, and then we added some more elements, and eventually we got to him standing on the balance disc. Once he was on the balance disc, we reverted all the way back to the flamingo. So now all he's doing is standing on one leg again.
On the disc.
Now he's on the disc. So on the ground, we progressed five or six stages up until he was really good. And then we brought him to the disc and brought him back to the base level exercise, but now we're in a proprioceptive enriched environment. Your balance is screwed up, and it's really having to be challenged and work hard to keep you balanced on that disc. So then we go back to the flamingo, and then we progress it harder and harder again until he's doing what you see in the video, where he's doing the balance taps with the cone and the balance disc. And there are progressions farther than that with more tools. There's BOSU balls. You know, we'll get there. We'll get there. He's come so far. But he has reduced his risk of falling by 60% in the last year.
How do you determine that?
I have testing. It's a skill set. It's an assessment. That's what I'm mm-hmm. looking for. So there's an assessment I gave him when he came in, and there's assessment I gave him at 1 year. And we sat down. We went over it. That's part of the training program with a client. And I showed him where he's come. His strength has come up. I don't have the numbers right off the top of my head. This was already about 3 weeks ago. He increased his strength about 72%. He reduced his risk of falling about 60%.
And how's he feeling about himself?
He feels pretty good.
Is he doing other things he hadn't done for a while? Or
so, you know, there's simple things. There's simple things that really challenge, that are really challenging in your daily life. One of the things, he came in the other day and he goes, you know what? I didn't think twice. I took all my cereal boxes. I put them on the top shelf, and it wasn't a challenge. I didn't have to stop and rest.
His cereal boxes.
His cereal boxes. And he's a tall guy, so his hand's not having to go that far over his head, but his shoulders were fatiguing out. After, like, so he goes shopping and kind of bulk shops, you know. Mm-hmm. He goes, I could only do two boxes at a time. He goes, now I can put all of my groceries away without having to stop and rest my shoulders.
So all of life is easier.
All of life is easier.
So we're visiting with Katie Stumbo of Go Conquer Fitness, and we'll have these videos she's speaking of in the links on Facebook. We'll come back and finish this conversation.
Awesome.